strong territories we have to go in tonight. I know I owe you 5 points I had from last night, but there's some other thing I had to cover before. Strong, strong territories. Matter of fact, I think after I get through with this, there will be explosive demonstrations of prosperity. So I need you to pay your attention. I need your anointing to flow properly, to listen carefully. I've asked the Lord to have two, you never heard this before, two money cometh angels to stand by me tonight. Any assignment come from God, He assigned angels to it. So they're here tonight. They're here to help us get in the position that we really can receive prosperity, wealth, and abundance and increase as we should receive it, because God is our Father. Yes. Lift your hand and get ready to go into an experience in the Spirit. Father, we thank you tonight. It's time for these things to come out. Hidden wisdom in money cometh, and we are thankful tonight that the people are here ready to receive, men and women of God, leaders, churches. We thank you so much online from all over the world, different countries. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will rightly divide the word through us tonight. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated and put your seat belt on. And we're not in a car. We're in a jet. First Corinthians chapter 2 is our golden text. You can turn there. I'm going to talk to you a few moments. Prior to that, we're talking about money comes hidden wisdom. All right? I have talked to you about something else. And then we'll go on further. I'll give you the rest. And if you're taking notes, pay attention. Money cometh discernment. There's the discernment that came from heaven. And then the Lord wants me to know I'm not just preaching apostolic tonight. I'm preaching prophetic. Because I felt the prophetic anointing today when he started talking to me. Because some things I'm going to have to say, thus say the Lord. Yes, sir. We're going to be able to receive it in the spirit of that. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The discernment this is the discernment. I have to do this before I can teach anything else, because this has to be brought out in the open. Money cometh discernment have exposed many ministers and ministries. You cannot use this anointing to be an offering raiser. And then the exposure tonight on ministers, they don't understand what's happening. They are afraid of money coming. Okay. Yes, and they have said to my son, have spoken many times, all the money going to go to Leroy. Large meeting has been held by some of the largest ministries in the world.
That's right.
I was in Canada. A young man told me I was in the meeting. I called a name. You would know the ministry, the large ministry. It says, we got to stop him.
Wow.
But he sent me to them.
Yes, sir.
And to their people. See, the people need to be free in this area.
Right.
And they're tithing and they're giving, but they're still not free financially as God sent this prophetical word to set them free.
Yes.
So ministers tried to shut me down. Stop calling. I told them, the Lord, I was setting my offering. The Lord says, you receive your own offering. That's to stop them from just using me.
Yes, sir.
And so it exposed them. And so when they tried to shut me down, the Lord began to cause me to fly higher.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so there are people are still suffering because they don't know the revelation of money coming. They don't know how powerful it is. When they call for me, they ask my son or my office, is there a cap on what they can give him? Many ministries. I had one minister, I was scheduled to go to him. My secretary told him, said, the Lord told Apostle. They don't have to give me nothing. I receive my own offering. They're scared of that.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord told me to do that to shut them down from making a pimping money coming.
Yes, sir.
And so many of them thought they were just shedding it all, but you can't shed it all. It's from God. It's from God.
Yes, sir.
And so that discernment, again, has exposed many ministers and ministers. And I hope they're listening because they're doing injustice to the people. Because I really, in one church I was preaching, the Lord told me to tell them, I didn't come to get money from you. My assignment, money coming assignment, is getting money to you.
Yes, sir.
But you see, faith can't work by itself. So when the money come, it came with something for you to do
right.
to activate it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so when we talk about holy prosperity last night,
uh-huh. Yes, sir.
There's whorish prosperity.
Uh-huh.
And the holy prosperity came to expose the whorish prosperity.
Yes, sir.
That not just only you get wealthy or you get blessed, but everybody who want to follow God's plan, layman and all, it belongs to them.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, that exposure had to come. And this is the first night me really exposing it, but the Lord talked to me about exposing it because when I go to a church, that it leaves a gravity of this anointing on the whole church.
Yes, 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 amen. Right. Yes,
absolutely.
So I should be blessed before I leave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't ask for nothing. So we talked about in our talking this special kind of wisdom. We looked at in 1 Corinthians 2. How Paul said in that, I'm just going to start at the fourth verse, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Remember that, man's wisdom. But in demonstration of the Spirit and power. So money comes in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power and activate all the economy of the kingdom. In your favor.
In my favor.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ready to go?
Come on.
Come on now. Listen to me then. Listen to me. He says, in my speech and my preaching was not been enticing with a man's wisdom. Now notice what he said in the end of the fourth verse, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Wow.
Now, why? It's the same basic concept that is in Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Look at Ephesians 4:11 and 12. We'll come back here because the Holy Ghost wants to really get this thing divided tonight to let you see where you are and where you're going.
Yes.
You're going into a position you should have always have been in.
Yes.
But this whorish prosperity
yes.
has to be stopped that the body can flow in pure prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prosperity is not just about money, it's about holiness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see, we have not, and he gave some apostles, not everybody, some prophets, not everybody,
right.
And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Look at the 12th verse now. And you say, what does it got to do with money? Watch. For the perfecting of the saint,
yes,
for the work of the ministry,
yes,
for the edifying of the body of Christ. It's three things, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to make a statement. You can write it down if you want and date it. You have a right to be rich. Because your father rich.
Yes, sir.
And he wants you to represent him down here in first class.
Yes, sir.
But you can't hang with the crowd and do it. The crowd is illiterate in prosperity. They have no concept how much God wants you to use you to hammer for him.
Yes, sir. More possible.
And so until the fivefold ministry gifts get in place and respect one another, many churches are going to die on the vine.
Wow.
There are people who say it and never see it. Because they try to steal it, you know. They go, money coming. Ain't no money coming. Because they disrespect it. They never seen, I'm not talking about Leroy. They have never seen like not this before. Neither have I. And I've probably been in ministry almost more than all of them. It's just a revelation. It's prophetical. It works every time. And so tonight I want to take you a little deeper. We clarified. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. And verse 3 and 4 again, I fulfill those verses.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I fulfill those verses and not shame to say it.
Yes, sir.
But verse 5 now, the reason I fulfill them, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men.
Hallelujah.
But what?
Power of God.
Howbeit we speak wisdom, listen, among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. Of this world, nor the princes. Who think they're princes?
Yeah.
Notice what he said at the end of sixth verse. That come to what?
Naught.
Come to nothing. But we now look at verse 7 now. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. You see it? In a mystery. What mystery mean? Huh? It's hidden, right? You got to do a certain thing to see it. Even the hidden wisdom. See, money cometh is in the hidden wisdom of God. It looked like a fairy tale when a person said, but God sent it. He sent it in disguise where everybody can't ride.
Right.
Some not real that you're going to pretend, but you got to be real here. Which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 7 it was. So we talked about the law of attraction. We talked about the law of distraction. We talked about the law of satisfaction. We talked about the law of dissatisfaction. Wisdom steps into the prosperity of God. Now watch what I'm about to say because it's going to happen to you. It started off like this. Turn to Psalm 78, verse 41. It started off like this, and you got to try to follow the Spirit. Now, the Spirit is going to hit this place real strong tonight.
Yes, sir.
You better believe it.
Yes, sir.
It starts slow, but it goes deep. Now I want you to turn that verse there because it started up with... No limits. Write that down. No limits.
No limits.
And then it went to no more limits. And then it went to, you ready? No more money limits. Y'all better write them three things down. No limit. No more limit. And he spoke to me today and said, now I want you to tell him no more money limit. By the way, what no more money limit mean? It means that their price tags don't move you anymore. I'm just going to say it like I think the Holy Spirit. You're invited by God to extravagant living.
I can't hear y'all over that.
God is prophetically inviting you to extravagant living on His behalf. Your normal money living is over. Let me say it this way. Everywhere you've been restricted in money will become a revelation from this day forward. You'll see God do something out of the ordinary just for you. Just for you. Say just for me. Just for me. God will change a whole company, a whole city. Just for you. He's powerful enough. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Just for me. So as we look at Psalm 78:41, I want you to take a hold of it. Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. He's a non-limited God. So therefore, money coming to saying your finances should not be limited. Now the ministers, and the ministries that are fighting this, they don't know what they're doing. They're just robbing their people because they can't get it from nowhere else. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the prophetic. I'm talking about God. God told me money coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you can't imitate this. Because it was told me in the prophecy, they're going to try to turn it in another way. So I don't know why we keep using this word, but they're trying to make a whole out of me. And I stopped the rape. And the Lord took care of me more and more. I went higher. He told me, told me to get a bigger jet. Right? When they messed up, he told me to get a bigger jet. Listen. Is any amount too hard for God?
No, sir.
You got the answer, go ahead and stand up. You got the answer for that? Is any amount too hard for God?
No, sir.
If you got the answer, just go ahead and stand up. I'll rebuke you and set you down. I want you to remember that now. The Spirit of God is breathing. Is any amount too much or too hard for God? We know it's not. We know it's not. So why are we limited? Ministers have limited you trying to get offering out of you. And so it shook you up so bad you're scared. Because pressure often don't produce prosperity. So it's just like the economy. It's just a natural economy. In the church, when you don't have no anointing, it's just a natural movement you're doing. The people need to receive results.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing for yourself.
Yes, sir. Good. Yes,
sir. Money cometh. Turn to Jeremiah 32, verse 26 for a minute. Before I make this next statement, I'll finally get back to them points. I got two more nights. Jeremiah got a chapter 32 in it, verse 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, go to the next verse. Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Come on, answer. Is there anything? So why you thought that was too much? Look at the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah and the 3rd verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll look at you and see if you open your mouth, and I'm going to get the ushers to invite you out of here. Because you're the one holding us back. You're a hitchhiker, but you thought you was a passenger. Call unto me. And I will answer thee. And he's doing it tonight.
Yes.
And show thee great and mighty thing which thou knowest not. There are some things God want to show you that belong to you.
Yes.
By revelation.
Yes.
Money cometh with no limitations. Tithing, sowing, and giving gets you out of the way so the money can flow.
Yes, sir.
From the only real souls.
Yes, sir.
The hands of God who owns everything.
Yes, sir.
What did I say? The hands of God. I got to read a few more scriptures before I get back down to the things I'm going to give you. Deuteronomy 29:29, again, in the NIV Bible. No more limits.
No more limits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all can't find Deuteronomy 29:29, the NIV? Who back there? I might have somebody stand up and read in the NIV Bible in a few minutes. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. So we got a revelation here. No more money limits.
No more money limits.
You wrote that down?
Yes, sir.
Turn to me, we call Talisa. Turn with me, Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 20. Satan has tried to make money hustlers out of us. Money cometh, declare, our money is holy.
Yes, sir.
We're not hustlers. We got holy money. There in Romans 4:20, it says he staggered. You see, when God bring you a revelation, you can't stagger. Even though look like it's not going to work, but you can't stagger. Stay right there. Keep walking. Keep walking by faith. Keep saying what he said. Keep praising him. Keep giving him the glory. Even though you don't have no manifestation yet, but give him the glory, because you know he's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's going to make it good. Everybody should walk out of your wealthy tonight. You walk out with wealthy revelation, it's over. Once you get the revelation, once you release the faith prophetically in what God has said, it doesn't matter what has not showed up, because you know it has to show up, because you're dealing with the only soul that can't fail. God is not a man that he lied. He lied. He said it, he'll make it good. We got to have our money.
Yes, sir.
We got to have our money. It doesn't matter how much diesel go up, my son said. Don't matter how much gas go up. It don't matter how much bread go up. Just throw it in the basket. And stop repeating all that stuff they're saying. And then shut it. When it get kind of crazy, just shut it off. And just say, hallelujah. Go in the other room. Sit down. Go to that 21st verse. I want them to see it, to carry through that. Romans 4:21. Now we got to come to this point about the prophetic word, money coming. and being fully persuaded. I'm sitting here tonight, I'm fully persuaded I'm out of debt. All my needs are met. My cup run is over. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm going in finding the green pasture. Tonight, I'm sitting at God's financial table. Money comes as a financial table. God has prepared for me. You see it? You see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Sit down. Y'all keep getting up. Sit down. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was, he is able also to perform.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is.
Jeremiah 1:12, tell me something.
Yes, sir.
He watched over his word.
Yes, sir.
To perform it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go to the 22nd verse. This is where, go to the 22nd verse. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. See, you got to function in righteousness to get those things that God has. Satan has tried to make us money hustlers out of us. Money cometh, declare our money is holy. Listen, money cometh is impregnated with financial breakthrough. Write that down. That cannot be stopped. You will have no excuse after tonight. Money cometh is impregnated. Pregnant with it.
Yes, sir.
Financial breakthroughs that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Yes, sir.
A prosperity resurrection that cannot be held down.
Yes, sir.
All the financial stones are rolled out of your life this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, they block you from coming out.
Yes,
like the stone was at Jesus' grave.
Yes,
they thought it could block him with a stone.
Yeah, yeah.
But the angel came and rolled that stone away.
Yes,
tonight,
tonight,
money coming angels are rolling all the stones away out of your finances. Whoa.
Yes,
how many believe it?
Yes,
are you receiving?
Yes,
see, any major assignment, you look in the Bible, any major assignment that God sent to earth, he sent a set of angels with it.
Yes.
That whatever been blocking your finances shouldn't have never let you got here. Talk to me. How many of y'all believe it? You got to have faith now. You got to believe. You see, I'm prophesying over your life, but it's not going to do no good if you don't have no faith. You leave your regular just like you came or like you was last year and all. No, you got to leave here with some power, baby. You got to leave here swinging. You got to go back and revisit your last attempt. Here's what the Lord is saying now. Financial favor is waiting on you. You leave this conference wearing, I don't want to call it no conference. You leave this ministry, or leave this meeting wearing a financial favor from money coming, which is prophetical. So I'm prophetically favored to rise up in finance. Thus say the Lord. I got money favor on me. Ooh. You better listen. Because this is going to cause a leap. You got to shut all these money sources down and go to one source and let that source handle all the other sources.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Write that down. All these different money sources you got, money coming in. No, you got to let one soul handle all them other sources.
Yes, sir. One soul.
One soul.
One soul.
So see what time it is. It's about a half hour. I'm going to get back to the other point, number six, in a few minutes. A prosperity revelation that cannot be held down. All the financial stones will roll out of your life this week. Yep, let me get the rest of it. You want the rest of it?
Yes, sir.
Get ready for money miracles.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Get ready for money miracles. Now, we started off with holy prosperity. Remember in Psalm 1, 1, 2, 3?
Yes, sir.
And it got to the point in that revelation that whatsoever he do is prosper. In that third verse.
Yes.
Look at that third verse, Psalm 1. Just go to the third verse. Let's see that. Whatsoever he do is prosper. Because this is the kind of anointing God releasing on you now.
Yes.
Now, I'm not talking secondhand information.
Yes.
I'm living that lifestyle now.
Yes.
Whatever I do right now, whatever I do now, not because of me, because of the revelation, but you got, whatever I do, prosper right now.
Yes, sir. Money coming, yes, sir.
And then we talked about heavenly prosperity, about being a tithe that you make your prosperity heavenly.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, without all those different so-called sources, and you put Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply.
Yes.
I got one soul,
yes.
All my needs,
yes,
according to his riches,
yes,
in glory,
yes,
by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You got that?
Yes.
And then you have the whole 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
I don't have time.
Yes, sir.
The whole 23rd Psalm. God is your soul. That's all they're saying. I'm your soul. I'm your soul. I'm going to lead you to green pasture. I'm going to lead you to spot still water.
Yeah.
I'm going to prepare a table for you.
Yeah.
And then we said to you, put the Holy Spirit in charge of all your money.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
We gave you Romans 8:14. And then we had to shut them holes in your bag.
Yes, sir.
Now, I only give you this Haggai 1:6, but you got to read around that because God's house has to be taken care of.
Yes, sir.
And God's missions has to be taken care of.
Yes, sir.
Go to 2 Chronicles 20:20. I think I'll turn in Bessie, because I want to say some things here. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
If you don't get no money this week, just don't come back here no more. Just stay to your house. Just go to another church. If you come here just riding and ain't doing nothing. Yield to what you're being told. You some powerful thing is being said to you. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to have it. 2 Chronicles 20:20. I don't want to see that result. Now I'm gonna show you what happened here. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, and they rose early in the morning, you got it? And went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. And you inhabitants of Jerusalem, you hear what he said now? But we, some of y'all just believe in God and don't believe in God's servant.
Yes, sir.
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He establishes you to get you ready for the information he's going to send to you.
Yes, sir.
Through the fivefold ministry gift.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you can be established. Believe in the Lord God. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So is this saying that you can't prosper without believing his prophets? Without believing your pastor? Man. Now, I want you to see the result. Look at verse 25. You thought they was going to lose many armies against them? But he told them, believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet and you'll prosper, right?
Right.
Look at verse 25. This is supposed to be a war to take them out.
Yes, sir.
And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they shift off for themselves. Ain't hard to take something off a dead person. Okay, how many was they all dead? Wait a minute, I want you to see this now. I want you to see the next statement. More than they could carry away. I remember preaching in Madison Square Garden, and the Holy Ghost had come, moving in a mighty dimension of the Spirit, and those people rushed me. And all my pocket was full. They put their hand on the inside of my pocket, and that lady told me, I'm going to put this money somewhere. Now, you got this money ain't coming back. I got to put this money somewhere. Money all on the floor everywhere. Money all on the floor everywhere. The cameraman missed me because I was in the Spirit. I fell out. He didn't know where I went. I tripped and hit on the floor and rolled and got back up, and the cameraman was trying to find me. I've seen some wild sowing, boy. People want to sow that anointing and get on them, you know?
Yes.
More than they can carry away. And there were 3 days. Well, I mean, Leroy and Montrell, Darnell and Shauna and all my daughter-in-laws. You give us 3 days for a pile of money.
Come on. Yes, sir.
3 days in getting the spa, and I like the last word. It was so much. You see that? So much. So much. So much. All right. Now, let me try to get to this. We talk about knowing how to submit. No more holding your bag, knowing how to submit to the prophetic prosperity anointing. We just read that 2 Chronicles 20:20. Go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. And I want 1 Samuel, Hele Labosha Katelin Skanda. Oh my. Somebody getting it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be much longer now. Y'all better get something. 1 Samuel. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 22, verse 1. I remember preaching this early in the early moments of money coming. Connecting to a manifestor. That manifestor have already manifest,
yeah.
And he's going to teach you how to manifest.
Yeah.
But stay connected.
Yes, sir.
Ask some of these boys up in here.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Yep.
Yes, sir.
See? See? See, you can't tip me. I'm not a waiter. You got to get connected.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, now tonight we shut all them whorish ministers down.
Yes, sir.
In ministry. Yes. That's what they are.
Yes, sir.
Trying to make a whore out of me.
Yes, sir.
And so, therefore, they act like my ministry don't exist. Until they see me pass over their head.
Yes, sir.
Flying. I will not permit them to address me.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. That's right.
I want God to get the glory.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about course fuel. How much you think about jet fuel? I don't know how much it costs. I've been flying for years. I've never asked how many gallons they need, how much it costs. I don't know how much a trip costs. It don't make no difference. I got to go on the trip.
Yes, sir.
Y'all check too much. It's too much checking. How much this is? How much that costs? Just fly, baby.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My wife didn't ask me when I drove in the yard and told her I was quitting the job. She didn't ask me, how much, what we going to do?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She want to know, did the chief speak to me? So here in 1 Samuel 22, connected to a manifesto.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
David is a manifesto.
Yeah.
Dan, Leroy, them boys, all them boys running with me and girls, they're manifesto.
Yes, sir.
You don't be the manifesto, just watch them.
Yes, sir.
So David therefore departed thence and escaped to a cave. To the cave of Adullam, and when his brother and all his father heard it, they went down deeper than him.
Yeah.
Now look at this next verse. The next verse is so powerful. And everyone was that was in distress.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't have some financial distress. And everyone that was, we know the next word.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah.
That. And everyone that was. How many of y'all ever been discontented about your financial situation? I know I went many times. This, so those three words there.
Yes, sir.
Give me them three words.
Distress.
Are being dealt with in your life tonight. Your distress, debt, and discontented days are over. Money coming to me now. You have prophesied distress, debt, and discontentment out of your life just a few seconds ago.
Yes,
and you're about to do it again.
Yes,
money coming to me now. See, it's so powerful because it's not a man. It's God. It's God trying to get something to his children. And the worst thing is ministers trying to block it. Because it knocked them off their high horses. How this little country Negro come out of a place called Darrow, nobody know about, don't even have a hotel, flying through the air. One minister told me, I was sitting in the Lord's church. He said, man, I'm going to just tell you the truth. We've been talking about you. Said, we've been hustling in ministry, and you come flying through the air on your own jet talking about money coming. See, I'm just going to tell you the truth, man. We've been having discussion about you. Didn't he, Leroy? Leroy's in the meeting. You are not prosperous until you make somebody nervous.
Yes,
and when they ask you what you do, what kind of job you got, you tell them I serve him.
Yes.
Wealth gonna give us a better chance to testify,
yes,
to tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
Nobody want no broke Jesus.
Yes.
Nobody wants you talking about, oh, how, you out in the same line with them talking about how we going to make it.
Yeah, right. No.
Come over here in this line.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I have to pull three times to make it effective. Then I'm going to teach you a little more. I got 18 minutes finished.
Yes, sir.
But these three pulls are to handle those three words.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know it, just told me. I didn't know.
Yeah.
The first pull was the handle of what?
Distress.
Second pull was the handle of what?
Debt.
Y'all gotta holler a lot about that debt, because that one debt.
Debt.
No, you gotta hold it.
Debt.
Yeah. And the reason you gotta hold it is you've been in there longer than that. You gotta say, come on, debt. No, you gotta hold that debt a while. I know, because I've been through that. And then the third one is distress, right?
Yes.
Discontented. Well, that's just stress, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Distress
is the first one. Yes. Discontented. I'll be discontented and stressed too, though.
Yes.
What discontented mean? Uncomfortable. Not satisfied. You mean to tell me everybody up in here about to become satisfied? Is that what you said? When we make this next pool? Because I tell you, baby, listen to me. Money coming can't lie. So if it don't work, you lie.
Yes, sir.
I'm releasing it on you. I feel anointed. See, I'm not the source of money coming. His name is Jehovah Jireh. Somebody call him El Shaddai. Somebody call him Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. Jehovah Shammah. He won't let me go nowhere by myself. He's Jehovah Tosinikanu. He's my righteousness. He's Jehovah Raha. He's my shepherd. And when I get sick, he's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. He said that. Y'all know him? Y'all believe him? Then it's done. Your financial distress is gone. It's gonna cancel all your debts. And you're about to get rid of all discontentment. That's the right word? Right now in this pool. Two down, one to go. I trust the Holy Ghost. Up in here tonight. Woo! Three anointing. Three anointing resting on you tonight. Three financial anointing. You have a debt cancellation anointing on you. Don't worry about how. We're not talking about paycheck to paycheck. We're talking about being swept out by the glory of God. We're talking about the Holy Ghost doing something supernaturally for you. How many of y'all believe it? I feel the power, boy. And I tell you what else is going on. You ready? A man is going up and down the ladder. Getting orders and saying, who next? You got to be in this. See, I don't know when I got out of debt.
Yes, sir.
I don't know when I became a millionaire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how.
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
And it wasn't church money.
Uh-huh.
I'm the biggest give up in this church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you knew what my wife and I tithe, you will fall out tonight. I won't hurt you. I'm going to wait a few more years till you get it. You know how much money we give to this church?
Yes, sir.
And I don't take no money from no books or nothing.
Yes, sir.
Tapes or nothing.
Tell the truth.
Never did.
Yes, sir.
I don't need it. Let the church have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
And I will not mess with church money.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't touch it. Let it go out on the mission field.
Yes, sir.
Let it go to the Samaritan place.
Yeah.
What that ship called? The Mercy ship. Go get some little children delivered.
Yes, sir.
I don't need that money. Now, you will pull your way out of distress. Financial. You will pull your way out of debt. Now, you need to have some satisfying money.
Yeah.
Well, you can just laugh. Just sit down and just laugh. Just laugh.
Yeah.
My sister walked up to me and gave me an envelope with $5,000 cash in it. She ain't asked for no price. I said, I don't know. I'm just giving it to you. But she knew it. She did it last. She knew it. It's come right back to her. I'm moving aside. I told you about the lady, I had my pilot, $24,000? The pilot to get trained because my jet has new instrument in it. And I had a pilot to send to get him qualified, but I found out he wasn't qualified. But anyway, I was supposed to send him, but I'm sending some other ones now that are qualified. But this sister called and said, How much it is to send that pilot? One of my secretaries said, $24,000. Tell the pastor he don't have to pay that. I'll have to check that in a little while. She said it. That's the way it's going to happen to you. Y'all ain't making enough noise. Wait. How much noise would you really make if all your bills was paid?
Now, watch what I'm about to say next.
Then we get the third one. It's done. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, now let's get all money words out of our lives. I know it costs you to come here, and some of y'all stretched to get here. I know that, but you're here for a reason, though, baby. When we pull this out, we're completely out. I know it's true.
Yes.
I'm out.
Yes.
Dan out.
Yes.
Leroy Jr. out.
Yes.
Montreal completely out.
Yes.
They don't owe nobody nothing.
Yes.
And other ones getting close.
Yes.
Don't let a little delay worry you.
Because
it got to come through.
Yes.
I feel like screaming, but I'm just going to pull. God Almighty. Ah! God Almighty. I get so touched to see God people get set free. We've been dealing with this too long.
Yeah.
That's right there. We've been dealing with this too long. This money thing. We've been dealing with it too long. We're children of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You gonna believe it?
Yeah.
Money! Coming to me. Shout like you believe it. Give God the glory. Shout because you. Receive.
Shout, cut you out.
Dance a little bit. Dance. Move around. Shout, cut you out. Receive, man. I got you.
Shout, cut you out. If you got your wife, throw it to you. Take your wife and start dancing. Get your wife and start dancing.
Shout, cause you out.
Online, shout, cause you out. No more distress. No more debt. Shout, cause you out.
I receive that.
Shout. Get your wife and start dancing. Get your wife and start dancing. Shout, cause you out. Shout, cut you out. Out of distress, out of debt, out of discontent. Hallelujah. 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 receive. God, God bless you, child. Bless you. We need, Martell, we need some dancing music. Get your crew. Get your crew. Come on. We're going to dance a little while. We're going to dance. We got delivered. Thanks be to God. Well, give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Tell somebody next to you, I'm glad for you. Tell them, I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you. God is not a man. Come on, come on, come on, come on. God, ha, ha. Oh, good God. God. Where you going? Stay with your man. Hallelujah. How many of y'all out of debt? Well, if you're out of debt, I need somebody to run. Run like you're out of debt. Take your time, but run. Thank God for your freedom. Thank God for your freedom. Thank God for your freedom. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God. Debt cancellation in here tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. All distress. All debt. All discontentment. Moved by the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Glory to God. Don't worry about how. Don't worry about how. Don't worry about how. Just think about now. Now I'm out of debt. God doing it. I just want you to express your faith a little bit more. This will be a historical night in the body of Christ. More people are going to call. They're going to be out of debt. God's going to work it out supernatural way. Yeah, it's done. It's done. It's done. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.